Bishus, Rashi Yeshiva, the Mi Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Marin Avnosan Tzvi Finkel Shlita, Bishus Kveid Rabbonim, Baranov Rabbonov Rabbeisai, parents and friends, and Talmidim that have come to the Yeshiva this evening. We've all come this evening in order to hear Divrei Chizuk from the Rashi Yeshiva, in a time that each and every one of us feels that there is a great need for chizuk because of personal problems that many yechidim have, because of the problems that are found throughout Klal Yisrael, both in America and in Eretz Yisrael. We couldn't think of anybody that would be more appropriate to come to be mechazik the oilam with divrei chizuk more than the Rosh Yeshiva from the Mir. This week's parsha, we learn about how Avram Avinu sent Eliezer, Eved Avram, to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. Why did he send Eliezer? Why is Eliezer the one that's appropriate to go on this very important Shlichus? So Pashtis, because of what the Gemara tells us, that Eliezer was a Zokein v'yayishu b'yeshiva. The Gemara tells us that Eliezer was Meishel b'teiris rabbi, Deile u'mashke b'teirosei shel rabbi li'acherim. Eliezer was the main and the greatest Talmud of Avram Avinu. And so therefore Eliezer was the one that was chosen for this very important job. The Gemara says also, Meishel b'chol asher loy, is the taitch of Meishel b'chol asher loy, Sheilet b'yitzray k'moyisay. The Yerushamayim of Eliezer was in some ways similar to the Madrega of the Yerushamayim that was found by Avraham Avinu. And therefore the question becomes, if Eliezer was taka and such a high Madrega, such a gewaldige Talmud Chochem, such a gewaldige Bal Yorei Shemayim, so why look further? Eliezer, from the Mishpach of Eliezer alone, that should be the place to find the proper Shidduch for Yitzchak. And the emes is that the one who asked the Shaila is Taka Eliezer himself. Eliezer came with a kasha that perhaps was Dafman Gein Zuchin Weiter, that his daughter should be the one that would be the appropriate one for Yitzchak. And Chazal tell us that Avram Avinu Tam Geemfit, Avram Avinu gave him an answer, and he said was, Ata Orur Ubni Baruch Vein Orur Mizdabik B'Baruch. Avram Avinu is the house of Avram Avinu, the kinder von Avram Avinu, Zeizen in Doch Baruch. Eliezer comes from a house of an Eved, of Canaan, Erez Doch An Orur, Vein Orur Mizdabik B'Baruch. Nemesis Medav Fashtein. As Chazal tell us, as our grace of Talmud Chochem, as our grace of Yorei Shemayim. So what does this mean that he's an Orur and he's not a Baruch? What else do you have to do in order to become somebody that's appropriate for Beisai Shel Avraham Avinu? And what's meant us that he's an Orr? Can it be that such a gewaldige Talmud Chochem and such a gewaldige Bal Yorei Shemayim should yet be considered an Orr? Chamol Gehert, from Ein of Meiner Rabbeim, who Masber as follows. The chilek between an Orr and a Baruch. The Gemara tells us that an Eved, Masha kon Eved kon a Rabbi. The Eved is in ganzen bottle zu sein Rebbe. He reflects his Rebbe, takes on the image of his Rebbe. But he himself, mitzad atzmai, has nothing really to bring to the table, nothing really to offer. Left on his own, not in the shadow of his Rebbe, so me. Mitzad atzmai, you're not going to be able to find a person that has Yiras Shamayim, a person that can build on his own. The Gemara tells us, Masha Kone Eved, Kone Rabbi. The Eved is taka bottle to his Rebbe, and thus is Amayla. Oh, but thus is Nish, the Einzige Amayla that you need in order to build Klal Yisrael. Eliezer is a Doyle, Umashka, Mitairosa Yishol Rabbi. He takes from his Rebbe's Torah, and he gives it weiter. But he himself, there's no chizuk that comes mitzad him, mitzad atzmai, because he himself has really nothing to offer. He reflects taka the image of his Rebbe, and he imitates his Rebbe, he imitates Avram, and even Milas, but he mitzad atzmai, he left alone, that he should be able to stand up to nisyonos by himself, that he should be able to be mechazik himself, mitzad atzmai, when he's not in the shadow of Avraham Avinu, that Eliezer doesn't have the ability to do. Klal Yisrael finds themselves in many, many different matzavim. Not always are we in a matzav that we're together with the Beis HaMikdash, we're together in the Mokum Kodesh. We have to yet go into Golis and find ourselves in all kinds of matzavim, and we have to look for ways that we should be able to be mechazik ourselves. Thus is the Maila von Baruch. Ayid hat doch the Maila von Baruch. Ayid hat the Maila that he's able to pick himself up and to put all of his koiches mitzad atzmai into avodas Hashem, because Ayid hat doch a Maila von Baruch. Ein orem is dabik bibaruch. For the children of Eliezer, Kenish Varen came chelik from Klal Yisrael. We're all looking to be mechazik ourselves. Torah and Tefillah, Habotzas Torah, and Avodas Hashem. We all feel that times when we should be able to be mechazik ourselves, we feel up as a shvachkeit. We don't have up as the koyach to be able to be mechazik ourselves in Avodas Hashem. But we come in the presence of the Rosh Yeshiva, and we see the tremendous amount of koiches that the Rosh Yeshiva puts into Klal Yisrael, puts into Habotas HaTorah. So we're margish this midah of Baruch that is found by Klal Yisrael. We're margish this midah of Baruch that we have to try to take for ourselves. This tremendous chizuk that there is to be in the presence of the Rosh Yeshiva, to hear the words of chizuk from the Rosh Yeshiva. It's a meridika chizuk for each and every one of us in Avodas Hashem. It's a tremendous inspiration for each and every one of us. We have also with us the Talmud Muvik of the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, Rabbi Yobin Eisenberg, who's going to say also Divrei Chizuk after the Rosh Yeshiva. I'd like to ask the Rosh Yeshiva to say for the Olam Divrei Yesiris and Divrei Chizuk.
Chaim HaKadosh. prepare himself to Kabbalah Sater. It says in Chazal, Kabbalah Sater isn't only Shavuos, but Kol Yom V'Yom is a new Kabbalah Sater. Means to say that the three achronas, which is necessary for Kabbalah Sater, isn't only Shavuos. No, it's every day. Every day is a new achrona to Kabbalah Sater. The three things the Rechaim HaKadosh says, which is necessary for the Kabbalah Sater, is number one, Yisatzmus Diskabrus. A person has to be Mesamet B'divrei Torah. Mesamet. Without his samtus, without his gabrus, a person can't be soicha to Kabbalah Sater. Secondly, another, as we, it's known the Chazal, the Torah was given on a smaller mountain. Har Sinai was a smaller mountain to show us the Torah is only nikness, person the Kabbal Torah through another, through Midas Tevis. And thirdly, it says in the Pasuk, Vayichan Shom Neged Ahor, Ki Ish Echad, B'Lev Echad. Torah is only given to a Am, which are united, Ki Ish Echad, even more so, B'Lev Echad. Without unity, you can't be Zoichat Kabbalah Sater. So we see that Torah, besides Yisamtus, Yisgabrus, to Amelim B'Torah, is necessary also Midas Tevis and Achtus. What lies in Midas Tevis and Achtus besides Yisatzmus, Yisgabrus? So I was thinking, it says in the Pasuk, Paro, the Mitzrayim, called all his advisors to ask him, Hoben Yitzchak Malo, Anetze, Achochma, how to rule over Klal Yisrael. At this meeting, there were three people, Yisroi, Yoiv, and Bilam. Those were the three yardsim of Paro when he set up in his Chakmala. It says in Chazal, Il Shosak, Bilam yards, Yisro, Eov was Shosak. He was Ninbi Suri Eov. Bilam was Yoatz. He was Ninbi Nered Pechorv. Yisro was Shosak. He was Ninbi. He was Zochem Chimpon of Yoshin. So there are Shiver of Chaim Shmulevitz has. The Chora, Bilam was much worse than Eov. Bilam was Yoatz. Eov was only Shosak. So why did Eov get a harder oynish than Eov? Than Bilam. So the prime asked, Bilam was Ner Bechorav, but Eov had a Suri Eov. Suri Eov is such a thing that a person can't overcome. So how come that Eov got a stronger oynish than Bilam? So the prime of Shiva answers that we see what life is. Ner b'chorav, that means they killed him. Without chaim is the worst thing that can happen to a person. Even a suriyil, which is so terrible. But ner b'chorav, take a person's life away, is worse than everything. So Chaim said, we see what it means, life. He used to call it Osher HaChaim, the Osher of life. What is so important? What is so invaluable? It's Osher HaChaim. So I'll tell you a story that he used to say at other times. There used to be in Beis Yisrael, that's the neighborhood where Miri Yeshiva is, there used to be all types of stores, carpenter stores, iron stores. There was also a store of shoes. And this store of shoes, they used to take a big tray and spread out little shoes what small children wear. The first set of shoes that children wear. So he spread out on this big tray all these shoes and put out in the sun that the glue should dry. And these shoes were the red and white shoes, blue shoes, brown shoes, all different colors. And they're all spread out on the tray in the sun. The Rosh Reb Chaim, when he used to go for a walk, he used to go someplace, he would pass this door, pass this tray. He would stop and stare at the tray. So nobody knew what he was looking at. So one time a boy asked him, who was Lavim, Rosh Yeshiva, what's cooked here? What do you see? What are you looking at? So he answered, I'm looking and thinking of the happiness what a mother is going to have for buying her first pair of shoes for her child. So he added on, that mother's heart to feel for somebody else, that we only have by the Mazeh, by the boat's not here. That's the Osher HaChaim. The most precious thing in the world is life, because through life you can share and feel somebody else. So I was thinking that's the Pshat HaChaim, to be Zoicha to Torah. For sure you need this Hatzmus and this Kapros. But you need also Midas Tavis. You need also Actus. You have to feel for the next person. You have to be united together with the next person. That's the Osher HaChaim. And that's the way to be Zoicha Kabbalas HaTorah. So it's a chayv on every one of us to realize first what life is really all about, and to be knowing b'sholem b'shalva ki yishech l'b'leva.
Rishus, Mori Verabi, the Rosh Hashiva Shlita, Rishus the Rosh Hashiva of the Yeshiva Gdoil of Los Angeles Shlita, Rishus Kol HaKol HaKadosh Hazeh, Be'emes, B'mukim Gdoilim Al Tamuit, and as we say Pesach of the Nacht, Ein Maftire Nachar HaPesach HaFikoimun, we don't eat anything after the Korban Pesach, after the Afikoimun, so that the tam, the gewaltige tam, the taste of the Pesach, of the Afikoimun, stays with us. To get up and speak after the Rosh Hashiva's Diburim is an inyan von ein maftire nachar Pesach Afikoimun. It's be'emes nicht in platz, it's not in place. But the Rosh Hashiva himself asked that I say a few words. So it's an honor for me to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Rabbi. We say in Shoichen Ad every Shabbos, B'fi Yeshorim Tisroimom U'v'sifsei Tzadikim Tisborach U'v'lshoin Chasidim Tiskadosh U'v'kerev Kedoshim Tishalol. Different Nuschoyes, Ashkenaz and Sfard. But there's something that we can learn from these words in Shoichen Ad. B'fi Yeshorim Tisroimom. We're talking about the Yeshorim. We talk about their peh. U'v'sifsei Tzadikim Tisborach. We're talking about Tzadikim. We talk about their Sfosayim. We talk about the Chasidim. We talk about the Loshon. When we reach the Kedoshim, we talk uvekerev kedoshim. It's not anymore the peh, it's not the sfosayim, it's not the loshuin. It's uvekerev kedoshim tisalul. So Tzadikim explained, we're going from madrege to madrege. Von ein madrege zu a hechere madrege. The highest madrege being the madrege of kedoshim. The yeshorim, which is a madrege, a beautiful madrege, but the simplest of the heilige madreges. It's about b'fi, it's about what's in their mouths, what they say. When we talk about tzadikim, ahechere madrege, it's the sfosayim. It's not anymore what they say. You have to read their lips. We're talking about chasidim, noch ahechere madrege. It's the loshuin, it's inside the peh, it's inside the sfosayim. And when we're talking kedoshim rabbeisai, when Kedoshim speak, it's not their peh, it's not their sfosayim, it's not even their loshoin, it's uvekerev Kedoshim tishalul. It's what's inside the Kedoshim, that's the halul. When the Rosh Hashiva gets up to speak, and he speaks a few minutes, Dav Doilom Fashtein, we have to appreciate the madrega of uvekerev Kedoshim tishalul. There are those that can speak loud and clear for hours on end. There are those whose lips we have to read. There are those whose loshon we have to watch. And then when the Rosh Hashiva gets up to speak, daf min bamerkin, we have to recognize and note it. It's uvekerev kedoshim tisalul. It's a pchina of kirbayim, of sisu me'ai, of kirbayim alolu, that are talking to the bnei yeshiva and to the shtot Los Angeles. Sahali Varoini, the Yoshvim, the Toshvim of this beautiful Los Angeles, their Zoyche tonight, and for Shabbos, Aboleinu Letoivo, to have the Schia of listening to the Mdvar Hashem and to spending time and giving Chizuk to the Rosh Hashiva, to get Chizuk from the Rosh Hashiva. We're soon going to read Pashas Vayetze in the Torah. Vayetze Yaakov me Be'eshova vayele chorono zok Rashi yitzie sadik min amoke moise roishim shekol zman sha sadik bo'ir hu hoido, hu zivo, hu adoro. When he goes out of an ear, pono hoido, pono zivo, pono adoro. So on the flight here I had a question. Why is it that this yesoid, this gewaltige lesson of Bizman Sha Tzadik Boir, Hu Hoido, Hu Ziva, Hu Adoro. Why is the place of this lesson Bishas the Tzadik is Yoitze Mehamokim? Vayeitze Yaakov, mi Beshova here Chazal HaKadoshim find a limud that Bizman Sha Tzadik Boir, Hu Hoido, Hu Ziva, Hu Adoro. We should have found this remez, this Kvaldige Inyan, that the Tzadik is the Hoid, the Ziv, and the Hodor of the ear. B'shas, when Yaakov Avinu came to Be'er Shova, not when Yaakov Avinu leaves Be'er Shova. And Rashi brings, V'chein v'teitzei min amokoim ho'omur b'nomi v'rus. Again, by Nomi and Rus, when they're leaving, that's when we find this Kvaldige lesson that calls man that they were in the ear, they were the Hoid, they were the Ziv, they were the Hodor of the ear. So I was Nesoirer, the Mokoim to be Nesoirer, and the time that Bederech Klal were Nesoirer, that Kozman Sha Tzadik Bo'ir, Hu Hoido, Hu Ziva, Hu Adoro, is only when the Yitziah of the Tzadik is Minoir. It's usually only when the Tzadik is Yoitze Minoir, when he's not there anymore. That's when we're margish, oi, kolzman cha tzadik bo'ir, hu oido, hu zivo, hu ador. When the tzadik is in the ear, it's a gather of pas besaloi. Pas besaloi is the pshat, ich benish misasik medem. I don't think about it, I don't need to think about it, because I have it. When does one notice what he had? Yitzias tzadik min amukim. Chazal HaKadoshim teach us, kiven sheshovas vay ovdo nefesh. We lose the neshome yisera, vay ovdo nefesh. But it's interesting, the limud should have been motzoi Shabbos. The limud is, kiven sheshovas, Shabbos comes, bayoyim hashvi, shovas, you have Shabbos, vay ovdo nefesh. Why are we talking about losing the nefesh when Shabbos comes? The answer is, because if you don't know you're going to lose it, you're not going to be margish that you ever had it. It's the losing it that gives us the hargosha, oh yeah, I must have had something. Tzadikim explained Friday night, some of us say, Shalom Aleichem, Boyachem L'Sholom, Borchuni L'Sholom, Tzeischem L'Sholom. Doesn't make a lot of sense. You're welcoming the Malochim. You're asking from the Malochim, they should leave Broch in our houses, and right away, Tzeischem L'Sholom. Why talk about Tzeischem L'Sholom if they just arrived? Mr. Zelbi, you saw it. If you say Tzeischem L'Sholom while you're saying Shalom Aleichem, then you'll utilize, you'll learn from the Malochim, you'll be Nehenna, you'll derive Kedusha from the Malochim, because you'll remember, you'll keep in mind, they're not here for always. It's an opportunity, Medafa Rein Chappen. It's something that we have to Chappa Rein, wie lang it's here. Zos de Pshat. Vayetze Yaakov Meber Shova. When it's the Yitziah, that's when we're Nesoirer. Oh, Hu Hoido, Hu Zivo, Hu Adoro. So in the name of Ganz Los Angeles, I would like to say to the Rosh Shiva, so Zayin Gesund und Stark, Sholoim Aleichem, and at the same time, Tzeischem L'Sholoim. Not Cholila, because we're saying Tzeischem L'Sholoim, but we have to keep in mind, the Rosh Shiva isn't here for good, he's not here for always. The Rosh Shiva is here for a short amount of time to give us the opportunity lechazek ulehischazek, both bocherim in the yeshiva, the balabatim, the chovshe beis hamedrish. We have the shalom aleichem, but bear in mind the tzeischem l'shalom. What does it mean, hoido v'hadoro? On a deeper level, hu hoido, hu zivo, hu adoro, seems like three l'shoines of the same exact thing. The tzaddik is the yoifi of the shtot. Now, of course, it doesn't mean a yoifi gashmi, a materialistic beauty. A tzaddik, a marbet toire, doesn't necessarily add chitzoini is to ge yoifi to a shtot when he's there. Kenzan afilu fakert, a nemta bissel from the chitzoini is to ge yoifi, from the materialistic yoifi of a shtot. What does it mean? Hu hoido, hu adoro. So there is a tifa nekuda that Rav Hutner Zecher Tzadik Livrucha once said, on the union of Hoido Vahadoro, we find Kseider by Kaviyochol, we talk about Hoid and Hodor. Ha-Hoid Vahadur L'chayo Ilomim. What's the connection? What's the difference between Hoid and Hodor? Hoid is a lotion of hoido'o. To praise is lahoidois, but it can also mean to give in, to admit when there's a tzache kenegdoi, there's an opponent, there's somebody against me, and I am moida, is the pshat I give in, I admit. Of Yiddish we would say, noch gein, ich gein noch. Hadoro can also mean yoifi, hodor, pri'eit hodor. But hadoro can also mean miloshen hodor bei, megetov tzurik. So hoid can mean noch gein, und hodor meint tzurik gein. Hoid miloshen, I'll follow, and hodor, I make a comeback. Ich gehe auf zurück. So Rav Utne, the Chatzalik of Ruchi explained, we sometimes have to go along with this world. We have to go along, miloshen, to give in to this world, to the yoifi of this world, to the geschmack of this world. Everybody on his level, so many different levels here in the room. Bochurim on their level. We have to give in a little bit to the gadgets, to the chitzoniistic, the materialistic enjoyments, yoifis of this world. Balabatim on their level, Choyfshe Beisamedrish, that's the union of Hoyt, Medaf Nuchgein. But the Avoide is Hahoyt Ve'ahodur, to make a comeback, to make sure that we don't get stuck there, but rather take those Koiches, take what we have and come back, bring it to Torah Kedosh, bring it to Avoides Hashem. When the Tzaddik is in our ear, when we're Zoyche to have a Tzaddik in Shtot, we're Zoyche to Hu Hoydo U Adoro. He helps us make that comeback. When we're zoiche to sit and just watch Kedusha, watch our Botzes Torah, watch G'dolei HaTorah, it helps us come back to our senses, not get lost in the nochgein, in the giving in to this world and all that this world offers, but make a comeback to the emes of values of this world. Hu oido v'hu ador. There was a Knesia in Europe years ago. There were admoirim, rabbonim, and Rosh Yeshiva at the Knesia. There was a photographer at the Knesia doing his job trying to catch the tzaddikim, the alechayidin, and photograph them. In those times, we didn't have the digital gadgets we have today, the wonderful technology that we have today. They had the Fatzaitische cameras, took a good few minutes to set it up and snap a picture. Since it took a good few minutes, those who didn't want themselves photographed had a chance to get away from the photographer. One of those is Gevein Deragichov Goyen, Rabbi Yosef Roizen, Zecher Tzadik Livruchu. And Rabbi Meir Shapira Zatzal was watching how the Ragachev Goyin kept on getting away from the photographer. The photographer set up, and he was just about to get a good picture from the greater Ragachev, and the Ragachev made away. It is Nishtotin, and he tried again a different angle, a different corner. He was amused, Rameh Shapiro. But then he was a little disappointed. And he went over to the Ragachev Goyin, and he said to him, with a little bit of Azus, the Kedusha, he says to him, I think you may have forgotten a medrash. And the Ragachev is given a goyin, via goyin daf to zayin, and he says to him, which medrash did I forget? So he says to him, by the parsha of Eishes Poitifar with Yosef, the Shreklich in the Soyin, Chazal HaKadoshim brings, the Gemara brings in Soyte, Rashi brings it, Nerasaloi d'muz d'yukno shel Oviv. He was zoiche to see d'muz d'yukno of his father Yaakov. Zot Rameh Shapiro, where is that Dmus Yuknoi of Yaakov? Where does that come from? So the Dmus Yuknoi shel Yaakov is chokuk on the Kisei Yaakovit. The Dmus Yuknoi of Yaakov is on the Kisei Yaakovit. So then why is it on the Kisei Yaakovit? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Dmus Yuknoi shel Yaakov on Kisei Yaakovit? Because Dr. Meir Shapira Asharfavort, he says the Eibish Tenu, there will come a time, he's going to look for the Emes Tegiyid, the tzura of an emes tigiyid, and he'll find it hard to locate that emes tigiyid. He'll find it hard to find the tzura of an emes tigiyid. Dr. Meir Shapiro, the tzura of Yaakov Avinu on Kisei Yaakovit, so that at the end of the time when the Eibishter is looking for the emes tigiyid, but we're living in times of a teya emes ne'ederes, Kodesh Baruch Hu will look at the Kisei Yaakovit and see Tsurosoi Shel Yaakov Avinu. Od gezogt fir Meir Shapira for the Ragetz of a Goyin. He says there's going to come a time that Yidden are going to look for an Emes a Goyin, a Yira Shemayim. He says, if you're not going to allow us to take at least a picture of you, he says, what are Yidden going to look at? The Ragetshava said, fine. And they took one picture, and that's the one picture of the Ragetshava that exists up until today. At Gezuktich B'maskim. We're living in times that the word Mesiras Nefesh is used and abused. Everybody is Moisa Nefesh. Bochrim a Moisa Nefesh to learn Torah, Bahasmoda, Beshkida. To sit for an hour, 2 hours, Bertzifus, without being mafsik, is a Mesiras Nefesh. Parents are being Moisa Nefesh to be Mechanech, the kinder. In-laws are being Moisa Nefesh to support Koil Yungalite, son-in-laws, children, Einiklech, V'chadoyma. We're all Moisa Nefesh. But the tzura, the picture of Mesiras Nefesh, may have been forgotten. There were pictures all over of the Rashivas coming to Los Angeles for this weekend. That picture, Rabbi Isai, is a picture so that we don't forget what Mesiras Nefesh really stands for. And that we don't abuse the word Mesiras Nefesh. We understand what does it mean, Be'emes, Moisa Nefesh Zayim for Torah. Bekeref Kedoshim Tiskadosh. Just to hear a few words of the Roshivas of Zayin Gesund and Stark. And just to watch the amount of Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, for Mabitzei Torah, for Loimdei Torah, that will carry through Atzof Kol Adoyres and Be'ezus Hashem Adbiyas HaMashiach B'me'eru, is to be Zoicha, to see that picture, that forgotten picture of Mesiras Nefesh. I know the Rashiva is sitting next to me and is not very happy with this picture that I'm painting of Mesiras Nefesh. Not happy because this is nisht ke Mesiras Nefesh b'im b'chlal. It's well Moisa Nefesh, but the Rashiva is nisht Moisa Nefesh b'chlal. Let's try to understand this Indian and see if we can be'emes go out with the chizuk. We find the Muridige Chazal. Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vim ayin mecheni no misifrucho asher kosoftu. He said, if you're not going to forgive Klal Yisrael the Chet HaEgel, mecheni no misifrucho asher kosoftu, I don't want to be in the Torah. And there is a Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his name out of Parshas Tetzaveh. Don't find Moshe Rabbeinu's name there. And the Sforim HaKadoshim asked, because Moshe Rabbeinu said v'mayin mecheni no misifrucho asher kosoftu, so that's why his name Be'emes was taken out of the Torah. Is that an oinish? Does he deserve to be punished for the Mesiras Nefesh of saying v'mayin mecheni no misifrucho? There's another question. The Gemara says that David HaMelech said kach mikublani from the bayis of Shmuel HaRamosi, that one who is moiser nefesh, is moiser atzmoy lomus al divrei Torah, ein oimrim dvar alocha mishmoy. Very modern chazal. What does it mean? How could we understand this? One who is moiser nefesh, on divrei Torah, ein moisrim dvar alocha mishmoy, so then who then should be zoicha that we say divrei Torah mishmoy, if not a person who is moiser atzmoy of divrei Torah? Now the answer is, there is a level of Mesiras Nefesh where one loses his Shmoy. He loses his own identity. It's not anymore, I am I, and I learn Torah, and I sacrifice for Torah. There is no Shmoy, there is no identity left to the person when he reaches the emissal level of Mesiras Nefesh. He and Torah is one. There is no him and Torah. There is be'emis mis'atzeim with an ayin with Torah HaKadoshah. When Moshe Rabbeinu said v'im ayin mecheni no misifrucho asher kosoftu, Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, he became one with Klal Yisrael. It's not a punishment that his name isn't mentioned in the Torah. There's no need to single out Moshe in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu lost his individual identity, he became one with Klal Yisrael. Kol ha-moyser, atzmo yal-divrei Torah, is moyser nefesh for Torah. The real level of mysterious nefesh is ein moyser malochom ishmoy. There is no shmoy anymore. He and Torah is one. He identifies with Torah. Torah identifies with him. It's not anymore shmoy and Torah akedusha. It's not a punishment because he was moyser nefesh for Torah, so that's why we're not going to repeat Torah bishmoy. It's because he's moyser nefesh, he loses his individual identity and he becomes be'emes one with Torah. There was a maisa once by one of the Roshivas. Two bochrim came to ask if they can go to a Rebbe for Shabbos, an Admur, a Rebbe. They both wanted to go to Slonim. So the Roshiva said to the first bochrim, you can't go for Shabbos. You can't, you need to stay in Yeshiva, Seder HaYeshiva. The Tzveita bochrim went to ask and the Roshiva said, you can go. So the first bochrim, of course, had got tainus. Why is it that he's allowed to go and I'm not? So it said that the Roshiva Tim Gemfet Azui, he says, if I were to cut your friend, Slonim were to run out of his veins. Were I to cut you, blood would run out. And Mamela Erdafgain, Dudavs Bleibin in Yeshiva. There is a Madrega, whether the story is Emes or not, but there is a Madrega that when one Cholila is caught, it's not him. It's nish dein blut. It's Torah HaKadosha that's bleeding. And that is the madrega of kol ha-moyser atzmoy al divrei Torah. Ein moyser malochom yishmoy, because there's no shmoy. And that's the madrega of him ayin mecheinino misifricho, and itaka lost his name in Torah HaKadosha. One more chazal. Chazal say in Mesechta Yuma. So in chazal, there is a moiridig story of Niknor's Dalsois, the Dlosois of Niknoir, that he wanted to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Gemara, Niknoir nasu nisim le Dalsoisov. Toner Abonon, ma nisim nasu le Dalsoisov. What were the miracles that happened to the Dalsois of Niknoir? Omru kesheholach Niknoir lehevi Dalsois me Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. He went to bring Dalsois from Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, and he wanted to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. The Yom started storming and threatening to sink him with his dalsois. Not lo achas men, they took one of the dalsois. Vihitiluhu la yom, they threw it into the yam. Vadayin lo inoch hayom izafui. The yom is storming, it's threatening. Bikshu lahatul es chaverto. So they wanted to throw the second delus of Niknoir into the yam. Omat hu zog chazal akdoishim, Niknoir stood up, vikorcho, and he took around, he hugged that delis, omalem, he said, hatiluni imo. If you're to throw the second delis, I'm going with, hatiluni imo, miyad noch hayom izafui. The yom calmed down. Vohoyim itztair al chaverto. The question is, what happened? So Niknoir said, Hatiluni imu. Why miyad noch hayom izafui? What happened? Why is it that all of a sudden noch hayom izafui? What was so powerful in Niknoir's statement, hatiluni imu, so that noch hayom izafui? So Balei Musar say, there was a gzeira that Niknoir's dalsis are to be lost and not reach the destination. There was a gzeira. Vohoraya. The Gemara says, Omadol of Nachshel Shebiyam Litovoi, that was the Gzeira. He threw in one Delis, and the Gzeira was to lose the second Delis as well. Now what happened? Niknoir made a very, very strong statement. Omad Vikocho, Omalem, he said, Hatiluni Imo. What did Niknoir say? He said to them, if you're to put the second Delis into the Yam, it's as if you're putting me into the yam. It's not my dalsois. I and the dalsois are one. I have such regish to those dalsois. I have such feelings to them. They mean so much to me. You can't just take the delis and leave me here. If you're taking the delis, you're taking me. Not in a literal, physical sense, but in an emotional sense. If you're taking the delis, you need to know that that's myself. That is me. Miyad noch hayom izaf izung balei musa, because that wasn't the gzeira. Niknoir wasn't meant to go into the yam. His dalsis were meant to go into the yam. But when he made it clear that if the delis goes into the yam, it's as if he's going into the yam, dusnisht. There is a level, Tayre Yidden, of mesiras nefesh that reaches the level of Hatiluni Imo, reaches the level of being mamish one with the thing you're Moisa Nefesh for. This weekend in Los Angeles, this Shabbos, this Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, there is a special segula in the Shtot. Because who hoido, who ziva, who adoro. And everybody brings to the city his special koiches and gives the Shtot the koiches lechazik ulehischazik in that particular Indian. It's not important to explain the Indian of Mesiris Nefesh, the level of Mesiris Nefesh, by the Roshiva Zozayin Gesund and Stark, for Torah Akdoisha, and for Marbitzei Torah, to come out and say a few words of Chizuk, is not the few words that were said, it's the volumes and volumes that were not said. The volumes and volumes that aren't being said, because of the Roshiva's Mesiris Nefesh, to keep things going in the Yeshiva Akdoisha. Keep the Loim Dei Torah, learning with Cheshik, learning with Kemach and Torah. Keep the Bambitzei Torah at their jobs, at their positions, as on Nisrabeven, Torah Kedoshe in Klal Yisrael. It's the Gewaldige Segula for the ganze Oilum to be Mischazik in this Nekuda of finding ourselves, finding in ourselves the strength to be Moiser Nefesh. The Roshiva of the Yeshiva Gdoil of Los Angeles mentioned, it's a shvere zeiten in Los Angeles, medaf chizuk. I'm not here to give chizuk, I'm not worthy of giving chizuk. The Roshiva of Miri Yeshiva, came to give chizuk. No tzuzugan azoi feel, ein lecho chizuk godol mizeh. There's no greater chizuk in the world than seeing the koyach of Sheva Yipul Tzadik Vekom, of seeing the koyach of not letting anything stand between myself and my destination and my goal, my she'ifa. The she'ifa Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to every individual. There's no greater chizuk than watching the Mesiris Nefesh and the koyches that drive a person from A to Z, and not letting anything stand between him and his atzloch. Zol de'ebishte elfin, we should be zoicha to utilize this segula. We should be zoicha lehischazek ulechazek, to get chizuk from the Rishiva's presence, and to make sure, as the Rishiva goes back to Yerushalayim HaKodesh, with the chizuk necessary, shemishom geit oira to klal Yisrael. Yerushalayim oiro shel oilom. We say and some of us sing, Yerushalayim oiro shel oilom. All the oir und die ganze Welt is von Yerushalayim ir HaKodesh. You know, under the chuppah, we break a keli, and we say, Meshkochach Yerushalayim tishkach yumini. So the pashtus, the way the Welt learned this, because it says, Loi ales Yerushalayim al roish simchosi, so you need to remember Yerushalayim under the chuppah. In Svarim, it's a little different. A chasana is a gewaldige simcha. There is no simcha in the world that doesn't stem and come from the shoyrish of simcha in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. There is no simcha anywhere in the world that's not mushrish in the simcha of Yerushalayim. So if we want the simcha under the chuppah, we have to connect to Yerushalayim. We connect to Yerushalayim, so we have to break something. Yemeshkoch Yerushalayim. All the Torah Kedosh Rabbi say, all the Avodah here in California, in New York, anywhere in the world, is from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. And it's needless to say, as the generator of Torah in Eretz Yisrael is the Rosh Shiva's Yeshiva. The Mir Yeshiva is a generator of Torah. It generates Torah and gives koiches, shemishom yeitzei Torah, to the ganze Klal Yisrael. Zod Eibish Te'ofen. Roshiva should be zoicha laharich yomim al mamlachtoi, and to continue to give us chizuk, but not need to come out here to give us the chizuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be chas of zayne koiches and allow him to not have to come here to give us the chizuk, but yet to be able to give us the chizuk ad bias hagoyil b'mheira v'yomeinu omein v'omein.